Hey, God bless everyone.
God bless everyone.
In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ.
So today we felt very inspired to just share the wonderful works of God together.
Together, yeah, and what God is doing for us and just how blessed we are and just so happy to be living this life with our wonderful God and Jesus Christ and walking with Him and enjoying basically the finished works of Jesus Christ, everything He's done for us that we can just freely enjoy, and to really keep our heart and mind focused upon God, seeking Him and His kingdom first and after His righteousness, because we are now made righteous in His sight through Jesus Christ. And so like today is a brand new day. And that's the great thing. Every day is a brand new day. It's the day of salvation. And we can walk in great victory, in great joy, in great stead, in great confidence, knowing that God is truly with us. No matter what the circumstances may say, we focus on what God is doing for us and what He has already accomplished through Christ. And that really helps me a lot.
And it's really great because, you know, knowing the finished works of Jesus Christ helps us to have hope, helps us to stay free, helps us to really just keep looking unto the God in all that we do. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness has been a big subject for us here in Bristol through God has worked this in Lawrence. And the question, you know, what is to seek first the kingdom of God? What does that look like for each individual? How is God working that in each individual's heart to seek first Him, to trust Him, to rely on Him? And I think one of the big keys is not letting our experiences speak louder than the promises and the declarations of God. There could be many experiences that we've had that does not come in alignment with God. So we just have to be really good that we don't let those experiences speak louder than God. For example, if you've ministered healing to somebody, it doesn't mean, and they weren't healed, it doesn't mean that God's not healing people today and that healing isn't available today. That's just an experience that you've had, and there could be many different factors and other things that were going on, why that person wasn't healed, or why a person's prayer wasn't answered, or why a financial need wasn't met. Because we know that our God, Jehovah, goes exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We know through the finished works of Jesus Christ, everything has been freely given to us. And how we receive what God has given to us is by faith, is by believing, is by trusting God, even when the circumstances look dark, when the circumstances don't look favorable. Because in a blink of an eye, God turns that situation in our favor. He turns our circumstances around so that we become the head and not the tail. He ignites that fire within us that brings out a boldness so that we have no fear or no concerns or no worries. But it's about really not letting our experiences or of our lack of prayers being answered contaminate who God is and dilute down what God is. Because there is a devil and he's seeking who he can devour. And for those that know God and those that know who they are in God's eyes, then we're untouchable, we're very powerful, because we know that the devil is under our feet and he has no jurisdiction in our life. The devil only has jurisdiction and power when somebody gives him that jurisdiction and power through either their words or their responses or their reactions, you know. But God, who is loving, God, who is kind, God, who is pure, God, who is light, and in Him is no darkness, is our dad, is our father. And He works in each and every one of us greatly. He already finished everything. on the cross with Jesus Christ. And now each day we can rise out of our beds and declare that this is the day of the Lord. We can declare that we are the head and not the tail, that we are more than conquerors and victorious in every situation, that God is with me. So if my God is with me, who can be against me? Nobody or nothing can be against me, not even the devil. He may try with different illusions and different scenarios and situations, but we as believers and children of God have to remember that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. You have overcome the world because we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in God. So we've overcome them because Jesus has overcome. So again, it's just recognizing that our experiences, good experiences are good, but if you've had negative experience, don't let it dilute your faith. Don't let it dilute the power that God has given you. Don't let it dilute you from continuing to move forward. God wants us all to continue to move forward steadfast. God wants us all to stay with an abundance in the heart and in the mind. He wants us to be joyful and excited, you know, having joy and peace in believing, not being distracted or discouraged because you're not seeing things right now, or there's certain situations going on that's out of your control. We just have to let those things go. Let it go. Cast it into the hands of God. Be anxious for nothing, you know, but everything with thanksgiving and supplication. Let our requests be known unto God in prayer. And so let it go. Let the things that are out of your control go. Let the circumstances that you're seeing with your eyes right now, let them go. And just keep your eyes and your heart and your mind focused on God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and let him add everything he needs to you. Let him show you who you are in Christ. Let him encourage you. Let him build you up. Let him direct your path, where you're going to get the sound encouragement, great wisdom, great encouragement and inspiration to be able to move every day on fire, every day encouraged, every day blessed, every day in Happyville, because God really wants us to be prosperous and in health. And that prosperous is within our heart, our mind, our feelings, with what may be going on around us. Because today is a day, 24 hours. Tomorrow is a brand new day. There is so much that can change within 24 hours. And we just need to know, with the change that is happening, God is with us. God really is with us. And he's given us the gift of Holy Spirit. And within that gift, we've got 9 manifestations. And we've got the choice each day if we want to operate in those 9 manifestations, if we want to step out in faith, if we want to be bold, if we want to be fully courageous. And a starting point for all of those things is first trusting God with our whole heart, is by not leaning on our own understanding, not leaning on our experiences, not leaning on what we can see with our eyes, not leaning on our past lives or what we did in the past, but just focusing on the new man, focusing on that new man within us, focusing on how God sees us, focusing on what God has given us. And that's wealth, success, happiness, joyfulness, the gift of being able to raise the dead, heal the sick, cast out devil spirits, the gift of being able to have control over your circumstances and situations, because whatever you speak to has to obey your voice, has to obey your voice. And your voice is very powerful because it's a voice that God is using to speak in the earth today. Your voice is very powerful. Like God said, let there be light. You have that same power living within you to say, let there be light, or to curse a tree, or bring back to life a tree, or to bring back to life the dead or your bank balances. But it takes a practice. It's a practice to seek first the kingdom of God. It's a practice to relinquish all of your experiences, what you've done, how you've been, relinquishing all that so that you can just walk in the newness of life every day, the newness of life where God in Christ is with us, where we are the ambassadors who are walking on the earth today to reconcile men and women back to God. So God wants you to be fruitful in everything that you do. He wants you to bear much fruit in everything that you do. So my encouragement today is, if you've seen somebody pray, or you've seen somebody's experience and has had a negative effect on your walk or who you are in Christ and your faith, like, you need to relinquish that today. You need to cast that down, get it out, and just start a brand new day knowing that God is favorable. God is faithful. In Him is no darkness. He is pure light. He is pure love. And everything He's already given to us, now it's up to us to activate what He's given us and to walk in that newness of life, to walk in faith, to walk with excitement, to walk with joy. Because we're Christians, as the world would label us, doesn't mean that we have to be walking around all doom and gloom and all of these things. We just want to be, we're happy. Like, we're happy. We're children of the Most High God. We're joyful. We're blessed. We're excited. Like, even because the great thing about our life is we don't know what tomorrow brings. You know, we don't want to plan and do all of these things like the world does, even though we do plan things. But we don't know what tomorrow brings. Walking with faith, walking with God in faith, we truly don't know what tomorrow brings. So we have to have full faith in God that He's leading our every step, that He's providing for us, that He's speaking to us. And when we receive those words, we will never fail. We will never sink. We will never be in the wilderness. We will always be in that land flowing with milk and honey. Am I right, Ali?
Yeah, yeah. So it's just really, really great. Like, God really leads us by the still waters. So when we trust Him and put Him first, He's going to lead us wherever we need to be. Even if it may be rough, if we're there, we will bring that peace. Like, we will bring that, you know, power and presence of God, because God is the one leading us. And so, like, just like God can lead many laborers to us, God can lead us also to many laborers. Like, God is not, you know, has many ways. Like, God is not short on what to do, but He is so loving, and all He wants us to do is to go to Him. And when we go to Him, He's then able to direct our every step. We're able to be exactly where we need to be, at the right place, right time. That's why we're to be led of the Spirit. And the way we are led of the Spirit is by going to God, is by being still, knowing that He is God. Sometimes it's in the waiting that God really gives the direction. And then sometimes it's in the doing, where we got to get up and just begin, like, because that's faith. Sometimes we don't understand what the quest in hand is, but we just move in faith. God will give us everything. And this is the point, like, God is really with those that believe, like, those that are going to Him. God will never leave them. And so we as believers, we are going to God. We are looking only to Him. And so when we're doing that, we're going to be fruitful in everything that we do. And, like, it's just knowing that God loves us so much, and that He does have a mighty plan and purpose for, you know, set before us. And the point of the matter is that we need to get focused with God. Like, that's where it begins. And as we become focused with God, He's able to direct us. He's able to lead us. If that be going to a one-on-one, or if that be connecting, or going to fellowship, God is going to lead us. Because when we're not doing things our way, then God is able to move us. But when we do things our way, then we're moving, we're doing it in our own strength. But, like, to really go to God. And, like, this is made very, very easy. Like, again, I just want to put us in remembrance that God is doing the work. Like, it's not on us. The only thing that is on us is going to God, is, you know, making the vision. Like, God gives us the vision, and then it's making that vision plain. It's writing it down, and it's focusing towards that. So also what's on my heart is to not forget the vision that God has put in your heart. The very vision that God has put in your heart, to continue to look to God for that. So, like, for me and Amber, is to have many, many fellowships, leaders, like, that's the desire. And God is doing this. Like, God is really bringing those such as one that should be saved. The fellowship is growing. God is causing us to abound unto every good work. because this is the will of God in our lives, and we just stay in that place. Because for us as believers, every day is the day of salvation. Like, the day is the day of salvation. So, like, that brings everything within what Christ accomplished. All the promises of God are yes and amen. And this is where we keep our heart and our mind. This is a good place. We keep our heart and mind on things above and not on the things of the earth, where, as we know, where moth and rust can come and corrupt, like, come in, break through, steal. So, like, we don't want to be double-minded, but we really want to understand that we are chosen of God, that He loves us, that we don't have to have fear, worry, doubt, but that we can really move in faith, confidence, and trust in the promises that God has promised us. That's why we must believe the report of God. We must believe what God has said is final authority within our life. And so it was like the time of Jesus Christ when He walked upon the earth. Like, even them that were sick and even come to Him, they could have refused the thing. Like, Jesus said, okay, according to your faith, you be healed. They obviously heard of this man doing great signs, miracles, and wonders. And so, like, it's just so powerful, really. Like, God has positioned us to walk in this manner. And it's just, for me, like, I also see this, like, it's up to us if we really want to walk with God and to really be led of Him. Like, to really, like, for me, I get up and I speak forth. You know, speak forth and say what I want. Call those things which are not as though they were. And this is a great practice for each and all of us to do, that we really are called and chosen, and that when we just really understand that we are favored with God, we're going to be blessed in everything. And we'll know exactly what to do, exactly what to say, because it's all of the leading of that Holy Spirit. And so, yeah, it's a great day to be alive. And it's Sunday. It's beautiful here, actually, in Bristol, England.
Beautiful. Very nice.
Very sunny. And we're very blessed. And we were just so inspired just to share, like, what was in our heart. Not to be discouraged or...
not to let the vision die down. Yeah. Keep that vision that God has put in your heart. You know, don't let your past experiences dim that vision or dilute your faith. Stay faithful. Stay consistent. Stay hungry. Because those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So you're truly God's best.
We love you, each and every one of you, whoever hears this.
And it was so great to be able to share with you all today.
Yeah, and just know, like, God is really with you. And keep going to Him. Keep seeking Him. Keep with all your heart, like...
all your heart. Everything with all your heart.
Also with the seeking the kingdom of God first. Like, for me, it's like... to me, it reveals, like... what's your most passion in life?
Yes.
Like, what's the top passion? Like, that to me, seeking God, like, when you have a passion for something, you go for it. You do everything in your power to experience that very thing. And so when it comes with God, like, He can really put that desire there if it's not there. And that's why we go to God in all these things, because He can really set us on fire, give us that vision. When we can see, like, from the spirit mind, then it's great. And God wants to do that. So let's not look with the carnal five senses of things, but let's really look with the new mind which we have, which is in Christ.
Yes, and seeking God first with all our passion, with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our strength, you know, just like we love God, because that is loving God.
Yeah.
And it's just a blessed life. Like, don't let anything... tell you that this isn't a blessed life.
Yes.
No matter what you're going through.
Very
right now
important.
Whatever experiences you're going through right now, God is faithful. Stay thankful, stay overfilled with the things God has put in your heart, and stay keeping yourself hot. Like, really connect with your heart, fellowship as much as you can, walk by that spirit that's within you, that spirit that God has given you, so that you can really flourish and grow and be that blessing in this life. And, you know, honor God with your substance, with the first fruits of all your increase. Don't be discouraged in this area. Do not be discouraged in this area. And don't become complacent in this area either. You know, if you can honor God with your substance, with your whole heart, and really do it with faith, then you'll never want or need for anything again. You know, at first it might seem a bit unsure, but God is faithful, and He's set up spiritual laws within the universe that when we operate within those spiritual laws, that we will benefit, always benefit, because God set them up so that we will benefit.
Yeah.
So honoring God, sowing and reaping, seed time and harvest. This is a whole nother subject. You know, I'm going on now, but this is a whole nother subject. But just don't be discouraged. I think what me and Danny are trying to get across today is stay faithful, stay consistent, stay focused. Don't let your vision be dimmed. Don't be distracted. You know, seek first the kingdom of God. Honor God, do everything with your heart, and let everything be added unto you in the right time.
But God gives the increase.
God gives
the increase. He's going to give the increase within your life. And that's why we go to Him, because it's Him that blesses us. It's Him that opens the windows of heaven when we hearken diligently to what He's directing us to do. And so, yeah, this is awesome.
So, like with the laborers also, I think this is where it's coming into my heart about experience. Because we may be praying for a laborer and have a strong desire and a vision for a laborer in the ready harvest fields. But it's knowing that God's already given us that laborer. That laborer is already here. It's done. It's speaking in the present tense rather than the future tense. And so, like, if you've prayed for labor and you've not seen one yet, don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed, because God has many ready harvest fields for you. And so a laborer, like a desire, are for that. That's what our life is for now, you know. It's for preaching the good news. It's for reconciling men and women back to God. So, like, God says, or Jesus said through God, that if you pray unto the Lord of the harvest, then what will He do? He will throw out the laborers. So the job that we have to do is not get discouraged, and we continue to pray with heart, with passion, with desire. We don't let our vision become dim or dulled or diluted, and we stay moving forward each and every day, and we let God do and work in us, both the willing to do of His good pleasure.
It's awesome. Amen. It's a great life that we're, and it's a great time we're living, like, really. So let's make the most of it. Let's redeem that time. Let's get these people saved.
Yeah.
Let's show them the truth through our life.
And it's just through our life
just
and living.
Enjoying.
We're just enjoying life, having smiles when everyone seems a bit sad. You know, when there's a challenge that we're responding, it's okay. Like, God has done it. It's okay. Whatever it is okay. We don't want to divert to the negative. It's always positive with God. It's always light with God. It's always energetic with God.
Yes.
You know? So, like, we keep our mind there. We keep our mind stayed on God. You know, we seek first God, and we cast out every imagination that tries to exalt itself above God. And that's most things in this world. So we've got to be bold. We've got to be courageous. And we've got to know what we want.
Yes.
And we've got to know what we want. And what do you want? Ask yourself that question today. If you could be given anything in this moment, what would it be?
Like a Solomon moment.
Yes,
you could have asked anything, but he asked for wisdom.
Yeah, but really, like, what's in the depths of your heart? What would you really ask for? Like, what would it really be? There's two very big things in my heart that I know I would ask him. One of those are the laborers, you know, being full time and really seeing the glorified, magnificent power of God all over the UK, Europe, and the whole world.
Which the great thing is that has begun, and we're seeing glimpses.
Yeah,
and it's gonna tidal wave soon.
Like through, like I have to give, like I give praise to my God and my Lord Jesus Christ, but also like I have to praise God for working in Lawrence, you know, who is our leader, and he give us this truth through his humble obedience unto God, even amongst many challenges and other people's voices. He stuck with this truth, and he fed this truth to us. And then through our decision to accept that as the words of God, now we can continue to flourish and grow in this area. So, like, I take the words from Lawrence as the words from God, as it is so, the words of God. And why do I do this? Why do I do this? Is it because I'm putting man on a pedestal? Absolutely not. Am I doing things because Lawrence has told me. No, I'm doing it because God wants us all to really prosper and be in health, to really live in this great, awesome life. And the way that we stay hot and on fire and connected is by connecting to where God has us being fed. Yeah. Like, this is so important. Being hungry, pursuing with hunger, having a desire to want to learn something new. Never being in a place where we think we know it all, because knowledge will dumb us down.
Yes.
But the Spirit will bring life. The Spirit will give energy. And it's that Spirit that will energize our faith to receive what God wants us to receive. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So we love you guys. Have a great day.
Have a great day. It's Sunday. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian.
Yeah, lift up your hands and sing.
God bless you guys.
Love you guys.